We are learning the Masechta Sedarim, Daf Beis Amud Beis, and we're starting and beginning in the Gemara. It says in the Mishnah, Kol Kanuyin Nedarim Kanedarim. Maishnah Gavi Nazir, if you look at the beginning of the Masechta Nazir, there it doesn't go through all four types of Nedarim. It just starts off, Kol Kanuyin Naziris Kanaziris. It doesn't say in the Mishnah Nazir, Kol Kanuyin Nedarim Kanedarim, Kol Kanuyin Shavui Kashavui, it just says Naziris. Maishnah Gavi Nazir, like Tani Lal Kulu, why? Gavi Nazir doesn't give the whole list. The Maishto Gavi Nedarim, the Ketan Kulu, and Nedarim here, it gives a whole list of Naziris, Shuas, Charamim, and Nedarim. So my answer is, Mashum, the Neder v'Shuah, Ksiv Gavi Adadi. The Pasuk brings down Neder and Shuah together. Like we read before, it says, Ishki, the Neder l'Hashem, or Yishav HaShuah, Lesa Isha HaNafshai. Since in the same Pasuk, it's brought down the din of Neder and Shuah, therefore, we say it together, in our Mishnah. So, Bekim and Tani Tartins, once says these two, Tani Lekulu, it said everything already. Freit the Gemara, if that was the case, Velisti Knuya Shuvish Basa Nadarim, so Shuvish come after Nadarim, because that's the order we're going in. We only have this here because of Shuvish is next to Nadarim in the Parasha, so why didn't it say Shuvish right after Nadarim? So Gemara says, because it's a different type of Isser. I did Tani Nadarim, the Mitzah Chavtza Allah, Tani Mecharam, the Mitzah Chavtza Allah. Lafuke Shvua the Ka'asa Nafshei Min Chavtza. The Gemara says that Neder and Shvua Choluk, the way they work. Neder, you ask the Chavtza on you. Chavtza means the item. Neder means, I say, this item is also to me. That's how it works by Neder. By Shvua, you say, I am also on the item. It's on the Gavra. There's a difference. By a Neder, you say, Dovazeh Koinim Alai. My Shvua, he says, I make a Shvua, I'm not going to eat something. It's a Pu'ula, a Maisa. I'm not going to do something. So therefore, Shvua Neder Chalak. Charamim is similar to a Neder. A Cherim is similar to a Neder, because there it's a Chavtza. So it first says Charamim. Kol Kanuyin Nedarim Kanedarim. Then it says Charamim. Because Charamim is similar to Neder. It also says, Davazeh Cherim Alai. Then it says Shvua, which is a Isser Gavra. Naziris also might be a Shtigal Isser Gavra and Chavtza, but that's Shvua is then Naziris, because Charamim is similar to Nedarim. So you see from here that Shvua and Neder are Chalak. So the Ran has a discussion here. What happens if you make a Neder b'loshon Shvua? You say, Koinim she'eini oichel davazeh. I make a Koinim that I'm not going to eat something. Is it Chal or not? Or he says, Kikr zeh Shvua alai. This Kikr is also with me but a Shvua. Does that work or not? Because he's taking a Shvua, making Issa Chavtza, and Neder, making Issa Gavro. Does that work? So the Ran starts off saying it does not work. He says that Chayif Magamar is Mavuyah, two separate things. And therefore, Ned only works with Lashon Neder, and Shvua only works with Lashon Shvua. And he says, that's the Das of the Rebbeinu Chananel, and the Rimigash, and the Rashba. They all mask him to this halacha, that you cannot change the language of a Neder or a Shvua. Then he brings...
It's not considered
kinah. Very good. It's not considered kinah, because it's Vandiyama, yeah. The Shalmi, he brings down a machlaikas about this, and the Shalmi brings down a machlaikas. And he said, "My argument is mashma that we pass like the Rabbim and the Yisham mitaka that ain't that also shvua." But the Ramban argues. The Ramban holds that since the sukkis that a mashma can use that lashon, he says that it works b'din kinu, like Yechiel saying, it works b'din kinu. That means if someone says, he makes an ed, he says, "Koinim she'eini oichel," we say it's a kinu for saying there's a neder on that piece of food. It's like you said that food should be also to you. I use a lashon. It's a kinu. It's a kinu. We use it not a kinu. You say kinu. It's a yadas. It's not kinu. Kinu is something else. Kinu means you change the lashon of the iser, the word koinim with that. Here it's a yadas. That's not a kinu. The Ramban says it works within yadas. Yadas is a partial statement. Since he said it's a neder, but then you use the wrong words, it's not worse than a yad. A yad means you use a partial statement, that's enough, it's a handle. I start off neder and I said a wrong lashon, it works within yad. That's what Ramban says, not kinu, it works within yad. So if you say a neder of a lashon shvua, which means you say neder, but you say a lashon of I'm not going to do something, it's a gavra, it becomes a neder, and becomes a neder because it's in yad. The same thing shvua. You say shvua kikazeh alai, the lach is, it becomes, like I said, Shvua She'eni Eichelach, because it works then Shvua Yad. Look at the Ran, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, the last Ran, he gives an example like that. He says that if you say Lashon Shvua She'eni, the Humayse Nafshe Achevsav, the Yad Neder, the Loi Neder Gomer. It's a Yad Neder because if you say a case of like koinim she'ein the oichel, so then into yad l'nedev becomes a nedev. So we have a din of yodois according to Ramban. So look, is the Ramban against the Rashba, Reichran, Rimigash. Reichran, Rimigash, and the Rashba will hold that if you use a lashon, wrong lashon, it's not chal at all. According to the Ramban, it's chal medin yad. So like upon the Gemara says, that's why Shavuos was not said right afterwards, because it's a different type of iser. One's iser chefta, one's iser gavra. Zog the Gemara vayta. The Mishnah starts with Kenuyim. It says, Kol Kenuyim in Adarim, Kenadarim, Pasal with Kenuyim, Kol Kenuyim in Adarim, Farish Yodas. Afterwards, it explains Yodas. That's the case of Yodas, partial statement. End of the Mishnah says, Medrani Mimcha, Mishani Mimcha, 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 Shini Yachal. She didn't say the word Isser. That's also why Medin Yad. Medin, partial statement, Medin Yad. And so the Mishnah starts with Kenuyim and explains Yad. Vesu, Kasha number two, Yodos Inchi. You forgot to tell me anything about Yodos. You should have said, the Yodos Adarim Kenadarim. You forgot about that. Zog the Gemara, no, Ayrabahin is talking about Yodos. Vesu Mechsu. You have to make something missing in the Mishnah. Vachi Ketani. This the Mishnah says, Kol Kenuyim Adarim Kenadarim. All Kenuyim Adarim are like Kenadarim. The Yodos Adarim is Kenadarim. And all Yodos Adarim Kenadarim. We put in those words. And then we explain the Yodos. Freit the Gemara, Belifresh Kenuyim Bereisha. So right away explain Kenuyim. The Mishnah on Daf Yud actually explains Kenuyim. The Mishnah on Daf Yud says, Ha'oimer koinim koinech koinech reyel Kenuyim lekarbon. Cherik 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 reyel Kenuyim lerecherim. It's Mishnah Daf Yud. So why did the Mishnah right away explain the Kenuyim? Because in our Mishnah, we have Zeng Chesur Mechzer, right? Starts with Kenuyim, then it says Yodas. So right afterwards, explain Kenuyim first, then explain Yodas. Why do we go straight to Yodas? So Gemara answers, Ahu de Salk Menei, Hu Mefaras Bereisha. The last thing you said, you explain that first. Now bring a bunch of rice. Ketnan. We went to the Mishnah, Mesekel Shabbos. Memad Likim, Memad Likim. What could you use for lighting candles? What can't you use? And starts off, Emad Likim. Explains the Emad Likim. Same thing, Mat Taimnim, Mat Ein Taimnim. What can you do a tomato with? It says Ein Taimnim. Starts with Ein Taimnim. Starts with Mat the Salik Menei. Another example. Mat Ish Yoitza, Mat Ein Yoitza. Lo Yisei Ti Isha. So we see a bunch of cases with Mada Salak Menei. So here we're saying Chesuri Mechser. Mishnah says Kol Kenuyim Adarim Kenadarim Yodos Adarim Kenadarim, and then we explain Yodos first because that's Mada Salak Menei. Freit the Gemara Chleich the Pasach LeMefaras Bereisha. What do you mean? This is always you do that. You always do Mada Salak Menei. You never explain the first thing first. But I'll bring a bunch of rice now like that. But Tanan went to the Mishnah. We said about Basra. Yes, Noich LeMachilim. Some things are, some people are noich l'machilim. It means a father and a son, they can be yoris each other. Whoever dies first, yoris each other. Noich, and some are noich l'machilim, which is like a person to his mother. He's yoris his mother is not yoris him. So noich l'machilim. Ve'ilu noich l'machilim. Mishnah goes to play l'machilim. Another Mishnah Nadarim. Yesh muteres l'balayim, asuris l'yivmeim, which is an example of where Kohen hedits married to Almana, his mutter to Labal, v'asuris l'yivmeim. The Yuvama, the brother, the Kohen Gadol, can't do Yibam on the Almana. Or Meteris Yivmeim, Asura Levelayim, a case where a Kohen Gadol is married to Almana with a Kedushin, and it's also to him, but Mutta to his brother, because Kohen had it. And then that's the Mishnah starts off, Ve'evu Meteris Yivmeim, Asura Levelayim. It goes back to the first line. We have here now, read two examples, where it goes back to the first line. And a third example, Yesh Tunis Shemem V'Levayna, some Menacha is the Shem Levayna, it's a standard Menacha, Mincha, and some Shem Levayna, which is an Issachim. And then the Mishnah says, Ve'elu Tu'una is Shem Levayna. Go back to the first line. Again, Yesh Tu'una is Agash, Ve'en Tu'una is Tanufa. Tanufa V'loy Agash. Some things need Agash, Ve'at Tanufa, and some things need Agash. Ve'elu Tu'una is Tanufa. Ve'elu Tu'una is Agash. It starts off with the first thing. Yesh Bechar L'Nachla, Ve'en Bechar L'Koyin. Sometimes the Bechar L'Nachla, Ve'en Bechar L'Koyin, an example where the mother already had a few nephilim, a few miscarriages, then the still a bechar l'nachlam, not a bechar for a kohen. Or the case was, he married a isho, had children already. So that's the case, with bechar l'nachlam, not bechar l'kohen. Sometimes a bechar l'kohen, maybe bechar l'nachlam. Where there, the man has other children. So, and then the Mishnah starts off there, ve'ezu bechar l'nachlam, ve'ein bechar l'kohen. So again, it's not, we don't always matter the salak, we go back to the first, so it's not klar.
Where
are
our Mishnahs
in Daf Yod, on Daf Yod. That's a continuation of our Mishnah. So it explains Koinim after Yodas. It goes first to Yodas, then to Koinim. What? Zog the Gemara. Vahalein. Everything more. No, those examples you gave, really you go by the Salak Menei, the one thing you finish with. But Halein, Mishum, the Av Shulei, Mefarish, Ehud, the Pasav Reshe. Since there, it's a lot of different groups of things, so you're going to forget it. So therefore, we explain the first line first. Like the Rosh explains, Shebechol Achas, all those cases we just brought down, Yesh Dalad Bavos. There's four categories. V'i pasach b'may desolek l'frish advar maruchim ha'yishchechem, because we would forget some of it. So that's why it says there, the first one. Freit the Gemara, v'abamay v'hemi yoitza v'hemi eini yoitza l'avsha v'ktona yoitzi gamo. The case of me isha v'mem v'hemi yoitza v'hemi yoitza. There starts off the first one. There's only two things. Ktona yoitzi gamo. Gemara says, you're right. El lav dafka. It's not dafka. Zim v'farash v'deposach resha v'zim nemu v'solak v'farash resha. We had a kasha, why v'os did it say first yod is not kenuyim? Terah says, you're right. It could have said this way, it could have said that way. Sometimes this way and this way. And the Ran explains that the Mishnah, the Tana Dafka changes to teach us this halacha, that this idea, that it makes no difference. Zok the Ran, nearly the Hachi Mashani Sidre, Tana, Lashvina, like a Kapay, there's no difference. V'chol Tana, the Tonik of the Boy, Shapadami, whatever you do is right, and that's why he Dafka changes it up. And sometimes does, and sometimes, he starts explaining first.